USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New figures show more than $1.6 billion in insurance claims have already been filed by Floridians due to Hurricane Ian. The state's Office of Insurance Regulation saying as of Monday, more than 222,000 claims have been filed, with nearly three-quarters of them for residential properties. Claims are expected to rise in the weeks and months ahead. Ian is already more costly than 2016's Hurricane Matthew. As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Russian President Vladimir Putin is continuing to make news.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may finalize his plans to annex four Ukrainian regions later on Tuesday. This as forces are being pushed back by Ukraine on two separate battlefronts, diminishing the amount of seized territory he controls. Western nations say the move is illegal and will not be recognized. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
It looks like Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter after all. The Tesla CEO agreed to purchase Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. Musk has now reportedly agreed to acquire the company for $54.20 per share. During a press conference to address rainbow-colored fentanyl coming into the state of New York, Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan explains why more of the multicolored synthetic opioid pills are showing up.
It looks partly like an attempt to market fentanyl as a party drug, to increase the market for this deadly drug. In the past, we've seen stimulants such as MDMA, also known as ecstasy, marketed in bright, colorful, festive colors.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced the construction of a Micron Technology computer chip manufacturing plant in Syracuse, New York. New York Governor Hochul says that this announcement will change the lives of many New Yorkers.
We are gathered here as a result of an exclusive, almost never happening, extraordinary, unprecedented collaboration between the private sector, businesses, local elected leaders, our federal leaders, and ultimately the state, to be able to close on a deal which will be known as the investment of the century.
An airline is pumping the brakes on flights at a major hub.
United is suspending service at JFK Airport here in the Big Apple as it continues to negotiate with the Federal Aviation Administration over expanding its schedule at the airport. The air carrier told employees on Friday that their existing schedule of four flights a day did not allow them to remain competitive. It did portray optimism that changes will be made down the road. The suspension is scheduled to start on Sunday, October 30th. United's 100 workers based at JFK will transfer to other places in the meantime. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Star quarterback Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are reportedly ready to end their marriage. Page Six reporting the couple have each hired divorce lawyers to prepare for a split. This comes after Brady retired from the NFL earlier this year, only to later sign a new contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.